So it has been a while since I've done one of these 5 Minute Geek shows where I'm sitting in the car talking into voice memos. I didn't do my intro because I don't have my computer in front of me. The audio is going to be awful. But I just realized that it's been 2 weeks and I haven't done the 5 Minute Geek show because I've been waiting for our baby to come. And I've been so busy with hiring and all this kind of stuff. And I really miss being able to do it. So I figured I would just do a quick one from the car before I probably don't do another one for a while again, because we're going to have a baby at home who I'm not going to be wanting to wake up recording podcasts and everything. I'm taking a 2 week paternity leave. So welcome to the In the Car episode of the 5 Minute Geek Show, number who knows what, episode 80-something-ish. I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and on this podcast, I talk about lots of stuff, tech and stuff, and life and stuff. So we have had a lot of people who have been asking us questions about remote work, and what's the purpose of remote work, and why do you say you work remotely? And I actually got into a little bit of a Twitter back and forth with my friend Shauna Gordon recently, basically talking about she let out a tweet that basically said something like, "Dear companies that say you're remote or work from anywhere, if you restrict me to a time zone, then you're doing it wrong." And I said I strongly disagree with this statement. It came in pretty hard, and so I realized it'd be worth kind of saying, well, people ask us all the time why we can't do that, and so I'd love to share, not just for the sake of like talking about Titan and why we require people to be in a particular type of remote, but to talk about what are the reasons why we do remote. So first of all, go get the book by Remote by 37 Signals, or now by Basecamp. It's a really fantastic place to start thinking about why be remote and why be a remote company, and I think that they make a really great case for it, and there's a lot of really good stuff there. But the thing that people don't talk about enough when they're talking about remote is that it is expensive in a lot of ways, financially and mentally and all this process-wise, to go remote. And so people are like, oh, well, you know, catch up to the modern world. You're not remote just because you're restrictive and old. And I'm the owner of a remote company, so I'm pro-remote. But I need to say, every level of remote that you do is work. It is difficult work, and it does not come for free. And so it's difficult to be remote in general, because you need to introduce all sorts of patterns and practices and communication standards and stuff like that to allow your process to work remotely. You need to have a different level of kind of relationship with the people you're employing when they're going to be sitting in their basement for 8.5 hours a day or whatever doing your work versus, you know, in the office with you. There's different levels of timelines and expectations and trust levels and communication and all this kind of stuff. And additionally, they have less of an opportunity to interact with each other, right? So we have to do stuff about bringing people together for on-sites and talking about daily and weekly meetings to try and give them the experiences that normal people would have by talking at the water cooler or going out for a beer afterwards. So those are some other pieces. And there's the legal aspects of all of a sudden having to pay people to do taxes for 50 states instead of one state or multiple countries. And then if you're paying multiple countries, then all of a sudden you have to deal with banking issues. You can't just use PayPal to pay somebody's salary. And so then you have to figure out what service you're going to use, and you pay the cost for that. And then after that, you got to figure out the overlap. We have people in three different time zones. How are we going to make sure that someone from the West Coast and the East Coast of the United States are going to be able to pair together well? That's a significant concern. How are we going to figure out timelines of the daily meetings? Well, we do it at 1 p.m. Eastern. So for me, that's right after lunch, so I can't have a long lunch. For some other people, it's first thing in the morning. But it's not quite first thing in the morning. It's 10 a.m. So a lot of them have been working for like 1 hour, and every morning they get interrupted. And that wouldn't be a thing if everybody was in the same time zone. Or what if you're scheduling meetings with clients? Or what if you want to make sure that people are in the office at the same time so they have access to each other? And what happens when somebody's left and been gone for 2 hours because of their time zone and somebody else needs access to their information? Well, if you worked in the same office, they would all be there at the same time, but not in this case. You know, piece after piece after piece after piece. What if we want to send everybody to a conference? Well, somebody from Australia is going to cost a lot more money than somebody from the United States. Or what if we want to, who knows? There's so many things. Or, you know, we have a lot of people who are like, well, I should be able to work from anywhere. And I'm like, well, first of all, time zone. They're like, okay, well, then taxes and all that kind of stuff. Well, also access to fast internet, good background behind you, you know, when you are talking to our clients, that makes you look professional and represent us well. You know, not a lot of noise. You want to work from anybody, anywhere, but you think you can work from the side of the road where it sounds awful and you look unprofessional or whatever. You know, like, there's just so many factors. And so it's not to say that it can't be done. There's companies that do those things. I have a friend who runs a company where he basically has three groups around the world, and each of them work 8-hour shifts, and then they each kind of overlap each other by 15 minutes and they do a handoff. And they're basically productive as a company 24 hours a day, because there's a whole shift of people that hands off to the next shift of people that hands off to the next shift of people. They also have dozens and dozens and dozens of employees and a whole ton of funding and complicated process and all this kind of stuff. I have 10 people who work for my company. I think we have 9 right now. 9 total people who work for us. We have the crazy amount of process just doing the things we're doing just across 3 time zones and 2 countries. So you're trying to tell me that now all of a sudden I have to increase my ability to handle that stuff? And I'm not saying this to Shauna in general or specific, but just in general. So all of that to say, I know it sounded a little bit like a rant, but kind of my point here is remote is good, but people don't understand just how much it costs. And if everybody knows the benefits are clear and obvious. I don't need to talk about them because everybody else talks about them. But the costs are a lot higher than people tend to think. Final piece. I realized that when she and I were talking, we had a little bit of a difference in what we thought the purpose of remote was. And she said, well, isn't the purpose of remote to allow people to be grown-ups and to trust them and to let them do, you know, whatever, as long as they turn in their work or whatever, everything's fine. No, that's not the purpose of remote for me at all. And I get that that may be one of the benefits of remote, but that's not why I would choose to have, I don't choose to have a remote company so I can just trust people to do their work and don't care about when they get it done or how or when or why. Why would I do that? Why would that be my purpose for doing things? Again, that's a benefit. It's one of the things that would help me. I would consider doing it for, but I do remote because I want to run a company where I can have the best people from anywhere. And I believe that it's possible to do that without forcing them all come to the same office. As a business owner, I do remote for the sake of who I can get and the lives I can allow them to lead. I want to get the best people from anywhere, and I want them to be able to live lives that are just great for their families, that just give them joy and stuff like that. So like that kind of leads in a little bit in the same direction of what Shauna said. You know, it's like, yes, I want them to be able to go to the doctor or whatever like that. And you know, like Flex, she's talking a lot about asynchronous communication and stuff like that. But there's a very big difference for me with like, yeah, we allow people to kind of flex their schedules, or one guy in our company kind of travels a lot and he works from anywhere he wants. Yeah, but he's able to do that and work in our time zone. He's able to do that and be in the office at the same time as everybody else. He's, you know, and so there's flexibility. Your people going to the doctor, well, that's fine. Just come home and work a little bit later. Somebody from a different time zone is probably going to be working when you work later anyway. That's fine. But there's a difference between like having some flexibility for those things and requiring that even to call yourself a remote team, you must therefore allow 100% flexibility in those things. That's just not, you know, that's not how we do it. That's not how we think about it. I'll probably end up writing a blog post when I'm not sitting at a Starbucks waiting for my baby to come one of these days. But in general, I just want to say like, there's a lot more nuance in remote, reasonings behind remote, cost of remote, benefits of remote, thinking about remote, than I think most people give her credit for. And I think that's true to Shauna, but I think Shauna knows that she was doing 140 characters and probably would have been a little more nuanced. But to other people as well. So for someone to say, you're not doing remote right unless X, to me, that's the problem I have. There's no such thing. Remote just means we're learning new things about how to... We're learning new things about how to have the... less strict requirements about people being in the same office than we used to have. Something along those lines. That's not a perfect definition, but it's that to any degree that is appropriate for your company. And that's it. So I know I ranted. I know the audio is probably awful, but at least I'm here. I miss you all. I'm hoping to be back more regularly once the baby comes, and I'll post pictures on Twitter when I can. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show. Where's the stop button?
5 Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, when you're singing it. Can you do that?
Say 5 Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, but sing it with that song.
Oh, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Perfect. My man.